Tosfos Daf Zayin Beis that we discussed mentions the following Kiddush, that according to Ula Biba Miktas Shma Bia, and if that really is the case, so why does it make any difference at all whether this Mitzorah, this Mechusar Kippurim, enters the Azara partially, or whether he enters fully? If you hold Biba Miktas as Lav Shma Bia, you understand very well there's a way to go in to receive the Matan Bahonos without entry into the Azara. But according to Ula, why should that be? So Tosfos said to Terutzim, the first Tosfos said is the following. Look, you have to recognize, it's Mufurish Bekra, that a person who is in that state of Tumah, Mechusar Kippurim, cannot enter the Mikdash. That's clear, that's clear. The fact that we assume that Bia B'Mikdash is Shma Bia, that is based on Hekish, comparing Maga to Bia. So therefore you have a choice. You can violate that which is Mufurish Bekra, or that which is considered to be a Hekish, so of the two, that which is Mufurish Bekra is considered to be more Chamor, the Hekish considered to be more Kal, and therefore that is why we only allow Bia B'Mikdash, that indeed is the Chiddush. So you see, according to Tosfos, something which is stunning, that we're dealing with Hekish, we're dealing with Yud Gimel Midos, that no doubt is a Din Daraisa, but nonetheless, in terms of a hierarchy, it pales compared to that which is considered to be Mufurish Bekra. So we started to discuss, right, this notion about what exactly is the basis of this distinction, and perhaps fundamentally, what exactly is the Hagdara of Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebalpeh. So he pointed out that the starting point is the Psich HaKaleles, the very, very, very beginning, where Psichalas writes the following. When you look in the Sugyan Gittin, the Psamach HaMadbeis, there's Machlokas, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, whether Rov Torah is Bichtav, or whether Rov Torah is Balpeh. Rabbi Elazar, Bichtav, Rabbi Yochanan, Balpeh. And the obvious question is, how do you understand the Shita Rabbi Elazar? Isn't it clear that Rov Torah is our Mesorah of Torah Shebal Peh? So Rashi writes the following, that after all, Rov Torah is Tuluya B'Medrash. Rashi writes, most of Torah are based on Drashos. And if this really is the case, so quite a fundamental machlokas, then what exactly is the status of a Drasha? To what extent do we consider a Drasha to be Torah Shebitzav? To what extent do we argue as Torah Shebal Peh? And the question is, what would the differences be between them? And maybe one could distinguish between different types of drashos. There are certain drashos that we know that are very much rooted in the pasuk. There are other midos that are detached. If you have something which is, for example, halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, many halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is completely detached from the psukei haTorah. Some, no doubt, are an expansion, but sometimes you have a halacha which is mechadeshes. That could be very different from something like a Hekish, for example, where the Torah seemingly is indicating to compare A to B. So that is what Rashi writes is the essence of that sugya. Rov Torah is Tuliya B'Medrash, and what exactly is the status of? What is Torah Shebichtav? What is Torah Shebal Peh? The Prima Gadim writes, what would the differences be? The Megadim begins by discussing a sugya in Horios and Daphdalid, and that's, the parsha that we just learned, and that is the Parhilam Davar. Shaltzibur. Typically speaking, a person goes and violates an Isser Sheish Vakares. He does so b'shoge, he brings his own carbon. But what happens if it's a case of a Shigag Asara? You know what? Bezin will pass when this is mutter, and Klaisra follows the Psak. Lo and behold, it was an Isser. Obviously, it wasn't the Mezin. One was following the Psak of the Sanhedrin. They're clear the status of a Shoge. One would think that, you know what? You have to bring carbonos. That's a Shoge. It is considered to be a Maisa Veira. So Torah tells us the following. B'chi ha'gavna, you know what? The tzibur will offer a collective carbon, and that is the uniqueness of parlam davar shel tzibur. Well, so that applies when it comes to a shigigas hora. So the Gemara tells us in Horios and Daftal Amud Aleph the following great chiddush, that ein bezdin chayavim ad shiara b'davar she'ein hatzdukim odim bo. That's a fascinating phraseology. You know what? What is considered to be alpidin hora? Alpidin hora, that this is considered to be a Shigigas Hara. Oh, so the Gemara says, you know what? Torah Shebalpeh. Torah Shebalpeh. If there's a mistake which is made in that which is Mefurish Bekra, that really is not the case. What is the litmus test to determine whether this is Mefurish Bekra, whether it's not Mefurish Bekra? The Gemara has an amazing way of telling us this, that you know what? Davar She'en Hatzdukim Odimbo. The Tzdukim Ramoda to Torah Shebitzav and not to Torah Shebalpeh. That would be a very, very good indicator. If this is something they observe, you know what? That apparently the perception was that's the meaning of the pasuk. If you're going to deny Torah Shabbat Peh, that's not something that they are deemed going to observe in any shape or form. Oh, so a nafkamina, between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh is the notion of hora. What alpidin is considered to be a hora? Imagine, for example, the halacha, the Talmud al Yora, and we cannot Torah Shesmirabo, where a Talmud should not be more halacha in the presence of his Rebbe. So someone comes over to you and says, do I have to put on tefillin this morning? No? Zil kare beirav. You really have to say, like, ask the Rebbe, is that really called a Torah? To use the language of the Menchas Chinuch, no? Torah, maramakam anilach. I'm just telling you a maramakam, no? It says in Chumash, this is what you should do, right? Something which is milsa de pshita. The Gemara has a phrase, biyata bekuchta, no? So in such a case, that's not necessarily referred to as ahora. You know, zake mamre yeskaya, because he was mora lasos, keneged es Sanhedrin. That hora has to involve something that is an element of a Torah Shebaal Peh. If the zake mamre will say something that's against mamish, furish a pasuk, in such a case, he's wrong. But I'm not going to say that that's called being mora hola, keneged es Sanhedrin, that he'd be chayiv misa b'toras, Zake Mamre. That's a fascinating issue of Alpidin, what is considered to be Ahura. So the classic Nafka Minas, Horios and Daf Dalit, of Param Dabar Shel Tzibur, that only applies when it comes to a Shigigos Ahura, and Shigigos Ahura requires Torah Shebaal Peh. Wow. So now you have to know exactly what is considered to be Torah Shebichsav, what is considered to be Torah Shebaal Peh, and the Pima Gadam quotes the Be'er Sheva that writes the following. What if this is a Suffolk? That you don't know. We're uncertain. It's hard to determine whether this is something which is a davar shastukim odim bor, or whether in fact it's not. You know what you do by makom safek? You know what the answer is? Azlinam basaruma. You follow road. What is the default? What is the starting point? The starting point. Now, so that's the chiddush. Kim gadim writes that what would holchin acharov mean in terms of a shigigas ara? Oh, so in such a case, it suggests that Kiddush, that according to Rabbi Yochanan Shif, that Rov Torah is Torah Shebaal Peh, and therefore the Muskel Rishon, the default position is, if there's any element of Safek, and the Halacha Mokom Safek could be Holchanach HaRov, so in such a case, you'd be Chayiv Bar Parma L'Rosham Tzibur. If you can determine that that really is clear, and it's clear to us that this is a type of drush that's called Torah Shebaal Peh, yes, if this is considered Furish V'Kra, then it's not. And what happens if it's Safek? The answer is Lazina Basaruba. That would mean, according to Rabbi Lazar, no, we would treat it as Torah Shebichsav. In such a case, you're not Chayiv Parma L'Rosham Tzibur, according to Rabbi Yochanan, indeed, that you are. Also, various nuances of an essential nafgamina. Are you Chayiv of Parma L'Rosham Tzibur? Because that only applies when it comes to a Shigigas Ara of Torah Shebaal Peh. That's how the Prima Gada begins, quoting that Be'er Sheva, the Sigin Horios, and Dav Kalit. Be'er Sheva is found on Dav Chesam Abeis. Prima Gadam continues and writes that he thinks there are other nafgaminas as well. The Gemara in Gittin Dav Samach Abeis has the following principle. We're so used to Eis Lasos Lashem. And that means, you know what, that we're going to redact Torah Shebaal Peh, and we are going to recite Torah Shebichsav, even Baal Peh. But realize in earlier times that was not at all a given. It was necessary to authentically perpetuate the Mesorah. And that means that Dvaram Shebichsav, Iyatar Rashai Lomar Baal Peh, and Dvaram Shebichsav, Iyatar Rashai Lomar Baal Peh. Wow, that's an important principle. The Gemara has in Gittin. It's not just simply what does the Torah say, but how the Torah says it is critical. That which is Bichsav should be perpetuated Bichsav, and that which is Alpeh should be maintained and transmitted Balpeh. And therefore, it was Ishmi Piyishad Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says we reached a stage that could have threatened the fact that the Mesorah be perpetuated properly, so it's necessary to redact. That's a stunning chiddush. But indeed that's true. Well, but otherwise, you know, one would have to be careful. But we've discussed that. The Mishnah tells us in Brachas HaKarmi Kanveil Tohisim Kadam HaKol Rebbe Torah that Zman Kriyashma has passed, he can still recite the partial Kriyashma. Because after all, it's no worse than Esek Batorah, Esek Batorah. All of a sudden, Rabbi Yonah jumps. Why is that mutter? After all, Kriyashma is a partial Chumash. And Dvarm Shebichsav Yatar Hashem HaBal Peh. If it's a mitzvah Kriyashma, a mitzvah Kriya Shema, that's a mitzvah Kriya Shema. But if it's not a mitzvah Kriya Shema, it's Talmud Torah, you should not be allowed to. You should not be allowed to go ahead and to recite it Balpeh. You should only be obligated to lean it out of Kisvei HaKodesh. That's Rabbi Yonah's Kasha. Why does the Gemara say Pshita? The Gemara is bothered. You need a Mishnah to tell you that Lachar Zman Kriya Shema, you can read Kriya Shema. What would the downside be? The downside is that Dvarim Shebichtav Savyatar Shalom Balpeh. And because of that, Rabbi Yonah says a stunning chiddush, and that's as follows, that you know what you see from that Gemara? Any parsha where there's a mitzvah of Kriya is excluded from the principle of Dvarim Shebichtav Savyatar Shalom Balpeh, even if you are reading that parsha outside of the misgeris of that mitzvah. The parsha of Kriya Shema is excluded. Not just Bishas Kriya Shema, but the parsha is excluded. How can there be a mitzvah of Kriya and you're going to tell me, no, you're not allowed to be Koreh? So anything that has a mitzvah of Kriya, we'll discuss tomorrow, the next day, but why Chazal chose Arami Oviravi as the theme of the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Why is that true? Why is that the parsha? The Rambam writes Kol Amarbe Reza Meshubach. The Rambam is Kol Amarbe Dibrosh Parsha Zu. Why is this Parsha Zu? There must be many connections. But one, according to Rabbi Yonah, is clear. It's clear. After all, Chazal wanted to attach Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim with a matbeya, with the text, with the tzura, with the parsha. You know what the problem is? The Dram Shebet Savi Atarishai Don't About That. You can't do that. Oh, Rabbi Yonah writes there's an exception. A parsha where there's a mitzvah of Kriya. So you know what? This is a parsha of Mikra Bikurim. This is a parsha of Mikra Bikurim. And therefore, it's not coincidental that Chazal chose a parsha where there's a mitzvah of Kriya, because in earlier times, they were very makvid. You can't take a parsha where there's no mitzvah of Kriya and just recite it, Balpeh, that we do at the Lel Seder. Oh. So the Prima Gadim writes the following, realize this is an overarching yisav. Torah Shebichtav is Bichtav, and don't redact Torah Shebalpeh. Prima Gadim writes the following chiddush. What happens if you're talking about a hekesh, a gzeres shava? Would that be considered to be Torah Shebalpeh? That iyata reshai lekosa, that you cannot redact? You know, the Rambam writes that, like, individually, privately, you know, Chachamim could make notes, that certainly is true, but drashos, are they subject to the principle of Dvarim Shebalpeh, Yetar Rishai Lekosa? Is that true? So people are going to write the following Chiddush. According to Rabbi Eliezer, we're going to treat a drasha as Torah Shebichtav, and therefore a drasha could be redacted. When the Gemara says Dvarim Shebalpeh means something which is attached, for example, Halacha Moshe Misina. That's the Chiddush people are going to suggest. According to Rabbi Yochan, that's not true. Drashos are considered to have the status of a Torah Shebalpeh, and therefore, you know what? The Ikar Hadin should be without its Tzarech of Eis Lasos. That should only be perpetuated by Peh. That should not be something that indeed is redacted. Well, the Prima Gadim writes, one nafkamin is Pravda B'shal Tzivur. The second nafkamin is that Sugin Gittin Dav Samach of Dram Shebichtav Yetar Rishai La'omro B'Peh. Then the Prima Gadim writes the following nafkamina. The application is a more technical one. But he writes the following. When you look in the Sugin Bava Kama and Dav Chafei, the Gemara tells us that we have a midah of kal vachomer. That certainly is true. That's part of the midah shatoni dreshes by. Whenever you have a kal vachomer, the Gemara says there is a cap. There's a limit to a kal vachomer, and a kal vachomer is limited by dayo. What exactly does dayo mean? Dayo mean. You know what? You're having a kal vachomer. If this is true regarding something which is kal, it should certainly be true when something is morchamer. That's the midah of kavachomer. You know what the principle of dayo means in very, very simple terms. Very simple terms. A kavachomer can be used as a midah in order to apply, application. I can apply this halacha to that circumstance. How do you know? The Torah only mentions this halacha under this circumstance. The answer is, if I can employ midah of kavachomer, I can tell you that this halacha is not limited to here, but it applies here as well. It applies here as well. So very, very simply, the midah of kavachomer means, when do I apply this din d'oraisa? The Torah tells me this is a din d'oraisa. I have a right to say that, you know what, even though it's written here, it applies there. What can a kavachomer not do? A kavachomer cannot alter a din. A kavachomer cannot be mechadesh a new hagdara, a din chadash. Kavachomer is limited to application. But you cannot go ahead and expand. It's not a mid of expansion. It's a mid of application. I have a right to say this halacha applies here. But I don't have the right to say that, you know what, if the halacha in this case is such, so therefore the halacha in that case should be different. Adin chadash. That certainly is not true. For example, you know what? You have a shor who's a shor hamazik, and it damages with keren. Keren is one of two hagdaras. Now it's a question of the maskana. Either keren is kavanos lahazik, where the animal intentionally does so, or maybe it's not based on the intent of the animal, just simply mishuna. An animal does so in an unusual fashion. It's normal for an animal to eat. It's not normal, typically, for an animal to gore, the chizka shimur. So therefore, if an animal gores, number one, he's doing it with a certain amount of intent. It's not random, it's not capricious. Number two is that it is not the typical behavior of the shor. So shein in regular is typical, karen is atypical. Maybe at the end of the Gemara, pashuv shat and sugya, that it's not a matter of kavanas lahazik, but it's a matter of urche, as opposed to that which is mishunah. So Torah tells us a chiddush, that you know what, that when you're dealing with a case of a short time, you pay chatzin nezek. If it's something which is urche, shein and regel, you pay nezek shalim. But you know what, if you're talking about a case where it is karen, so that's the parshin mishpatim of a short time, and therefore you pay a chatzin nezek. Okay, so that's what the Torah tells us. Chatzin nezek. Oh, the Gemara says the following kavachomer. That you know what? Shein v'regel, you pay nezek shalom. Yeah, but shein v'regel is only b'shus harabi. That you're potter, b'shus hanizek, you're chayiv. The pasuk says, ubir b'seyacher. So when it comes to a case of shein and regel, the only time you're chayiv is b'chatzar hanizek, b'shus harabi, you're potter. So shein and regel, unusual. B'shus harabi, you're potter legamrei. And b'chatzar hanizek, you're chayiv, nezek shalom. Wow. So karen, where you're even chayiv, b'shus harabim chatzin nezek, ain't no din that you should be chayiv nezek shalem b'chatzar nezek. That is the kavachomer. After all, karen is chayiv when shin and regal is not. So therefore, in the case of shin and regal is chayiv b'chatzar nezek, ain't no din that karen should be chayiv b'chatzar nezek nezek shalem. Well, that's an important chiddush. That's a kavachomer. Wait. The Chachamim say, no, that's not a kavachomer. I'm going to apply the principle of daya. Oh, that's exactly this halacha. You know what? The Torah describes, you know, Karen being chayiv. Okay, chatzinezek is a short time. I can use a kavachomer to say, if I'm chayiv chatzinezek here, you're chayiv chatzinezek there. I can apply the halacha here to there. What was that kavachomer attempting to do? More than that, no? It was being machadish, a din chadash. The Torah says that Karen is chayiv chatzin nezek. And I want to be machadish based on a kavachomer that Karen should be chayiv nezek shalom. That's not found in the Chumash. You don't find in the Chumash halacha that Karen of a short time is chayiv nezek shalom. I want to use a kavachomer to create a din chadash. Whoa, that, the Chumash say, absolutely not. That's not the meat of kavachomer. A meat of kavachomer is, the Torah says that Karen is chayiv chatzinezek. So to say you're chayiv chatzinezek in Rosh Hashanah, and you're chayiv chatzinezek b'chatzar nezek, that's good. That's a question of application. But to argue there's a case that you're chayiv nezek shalem, does it say that in Chumash? Absolutely not. That's the principle of daya. That doesn't simply mean that the maskana can't be more chamor than the premise. No, daya means, are you expanding or are you applying? Right, the shuras adin. So the Chachamim say absolutely not. And Rav Shonam Bas like the Shita Chachamim, and therefore clearly that Tam is always Chatzin Ezek, whether it's Rishus Rabbim, whether indeed it's Chatzin and Ezek, and Rabbi Tarfin disagrees. How can you disagree? Isn't that a logical principle of that you can't be Mechadish Shatzin Udin? Oh, so Rabbi Tarfin says, generally I agree with you. But what about a case of Hecha de Mifrach Kavachomer? What would happen in a case where, if you're going to limit it by the cap of Dayo, you know what you've done? you have completely negated the Kal Vachomer entirely. You've completely negated the Kal Vachomer. Once you apply the Midah of Dayel, you've rendered the Kal Vachomer meaningless. Meaningless. That's the exception of Rabbi Tarfon. Generally, I agree, you can't double jump. If you have a Kal Vachomer, in other words, the Torah doesn't weigh in, and you want to say, this halacha applies there. Okay, that's a chiddush, that's Kal Vachomer. You can't say, the halacha applies here and more. The halacha applies here, but you're chayiv more than you would be chayiv originally. That's a double jump. You can't make a double jump. But what happens if you have a case of the application of Dayel that literally renders the Kal Vachomer meaningless? For example, isn't there a Kal Vachomer that if you're chayiv b'shus harabim, you certainly should be chayiv b'chatzar nizek? I'm going to limit it by Dayel. You know what that's going to mean? You're chayiv b'chatzar nizek chatzi nizek. Chatzi. Of course. You need a Kal Vachomer for that. The pasuk says that you're chayiv chatzi nizek. You don't need a Kal Vachomer for that. When it comes to Shein and Regel, the pasuk says Ubir Bisteacher. I understand that. When it comes to short time, there's no Ubir Bisteacher. The starting point is the pasuk says that you should be Chayv Chatzi Nezek. You don't need a Kal Vachomer to say Chayv Chatzi Nezek. So if I apply the Kal Vachomer that I can legitimately do because there's a Midah of Kal Vachomer, and I'm going to limit it with the cap of Dayo, you know what you've done? You've completely negated the Kal Vachomer. You render it absolutely meaningless, useless. Oh, so in such a case, that's the chiddush of Rabbi Tarfon. Hecha demifra Kal Vachomer lesley dayim. Okay? That's Rabbi Tarfon. Oh. So now the Prima Gadim writes something which is done. Okay. You know what the case of Karen is? It's mefurish b'kura. It's mefurish b'kura. That Karen, short time, pays fanciness. Okay? So Rabbi Tarfon says that if you're going to apply daya, that renders the Kal Vachomer meaningless? No. We have a right to be the Rosh Kal Vachomer. Good. What about the following? That fact is not like Karen that it's Mefurish B'Kor Chatzi Nezek. Let's assume that fact is derived based on one of the Yigro Midas. Wow. It's based on a drush of Yigro Midas. So I know that this is true based on a drusha. And I want to apply now a Kal Vachomer. If I apply the cap of Dayo, you know what? It's going to tell me exactly what I know based on a drasha. A drasha. Is that called Mifrach Kal Vachomer? Is that called Mifrach Kal Vachomer? That's the longest that Prima Gadim. Wow. You have a right to apply the Kal Vachomer, even to go beyond the typical cap of Dayo, only if it's Mifra Kal Vachomer. Mifra Kal Vachomer, Nef Sugim Bavakamadav Chapei, means the Kal Vachomer is telling you that which is Mefurish Vakra, that a short time is Chayiv Chatzi Nezek. What happens if there's a halacha that I would know based on a Hekish, based on a Gzeres Shavar, and now I want to apply a Kal Vachomer? And if I limit it by Dayo, I'm back to the Hekish, back to the Gzeresh, is that called Mifra Kal Vachomer? He writes, that should depend on this issue. As to whether the Midah of Gzeresh or a Midah of Hekish is called Mefurish Vakra, is it called Torah Shivit Sav? If it's called Torah Shivit Sav, in such a case one would argue that there should be no cap of Dayo. That's called Mifra Kal Vachomer. If you're going to tell me that Mifra Kal Vachomer is limited to the cases where something is Mefurish Vakra, like a case of a short time, Chatzi Nezek, in such a case, then you would have to apply the principle of that. Well, that's a lumdish enough opinion. Huh? What would the sheet of Rabbi Tarfon be in that particular case? Why? So it sounds like very ethereal, no? Okay, if you have a case where you can apply Kal Vachomer, that which is derived from a Hekesh or Gzeres Shava, right, is there a cap of Dayan? No, so that, so guess what? So the Prima Gadim gives you the case. It gives you the case. But that I wanted you to see. Now, I don't know how many of you had a chance. No, that's what we come to the famous days. That's the case of Tumas Mappets. Tumas Mappets. Okay. You have a mat which is made up of reeds. Made up of reeds. That's something that Ramlai would have said is not fully Mekabel Tumah. Because it doesn't have a base kibble, it doesn't have a toch. It is just considered to be, right, strips of, similar to pshutei kliyos. And therefore you have a case of a mat of reeds. is it susceptible to kabel tuma or is it not? So the Braisa raises the following question: Mapatz b'meis minayim. What happens if you have this mat, which is made up of reeds, that's an oel hameis, and oel hameis conveys a tuma? If a kli is an oel hameis, it's an av hatuma midaraisa. What is the halacha when it comes to mapatz b'meis? How do we know that indeed that that's true? Oh, the Gemara says, I'll give you a kavachon. You know what? Pachim ktanim. Right? Pachim ktanim. But take a look at the Gemara, because you have to know the Hagadaris. Now, pachim ktanim is a case of klicheres. Klicheres. Why pachim ktanim? Klicheres that are very, very small. Small means that the opening to the kli is so small that you can't even go ahead and stick a finger into the opening of the kli. That type of kli, klicheres, which are pachim ktanim, are tahorim bizav. Tahorim bizav. Okay? But yet, it is mitame l'meis. If you have such a kli that it's in an oel hameis, in such a case, the kli becomes tame. But it's not susceptible to tumazav. What about a mapas? A mapas is susceptible to tumazav. No, that's a pasuk. After all, kol hamishkav, asher yishkav lavazav. Because a mat of reeds is something that you lay on. If a zav lays on something, that's mefurish b'kra, v'ikra tezvav, that conveys a tuma. Oh, so the Gemara says the following, that you know what? Pachim ktanim is an example of something where there is no tuma zav, but yet it's metame b'meis, so mapes were metame b'zav, so enodin shiatame b'meis. And therefore, you have a kavachomer, that if you have a mapes, it should be susceptible to tumas meis, tumas meis. Oh, that's the kavachomer of the Gemara. The Gemara immediately asked the following, wait a second. The basis of this kavachomer is zav, is zav, is zav. If zav, certainly then when it comes to tumas meis. So the Gemara says, oh, wait a second. Zav is not a 7-day tuma. If something comes in contact with the zav, then you know what? That it's a tumas eret. It's not a tumas shiva. So the Gemara says the following, ahani kavachomer the tumas eret. If the fact that it's susceptible to tumas meis is based on a kamakomer of zav. So yes, I know it becomes tame, but ahani dayo lafuke tumas shiva. But if I apply the principle of dayo, if it's all based on tumas zav, so in such a case, all I know is that a mapis can have a day's worth of tumah, but not a tumas shiva. So the Gemara says, that's not so simple then, no? So to say that, you know what, that a mapis, which is in an ol hameis, has a tumah shiva, and it's based on a kavachomer of zav, that's very difficult, because that's against the principle of dayo. Because when do we see that's true, that there is a tumah zav, when it comes to a mapis, that is only a tumas erev, it is not a tumah shiva. Okay? So how can one argue that that's true? Mapis from meis minayin, the answer is a kavachomer from zav, that kavachomer doesn't work. Oh, so Abaye says the following. Oh, we have the case wrong. That, you know what? That we're talking about a case of a mapitz of the tumah sheretz. A map of the tumah sheretz. Oh, that, you know what? You have a case of a mat. It came in contact with the sheretz. Minayim. How do you know that there is a tumah? You know what there is? Oh, that's a kavachomer from pachim tanim. Pachim tanim or tahor b'zav. But yet, pachim tanim will have a tumah sheretz, a mapish, and a tameh bezav, in odin shiatameh tumah sheretz. Well, that's what Abayi says how to render the braisa. We're not talking about tumas meis, we're talking about tumah sheretz, and elchanami, it's a kavachomer from zav, that there should be a single day of tumah. Good. Oh, so the Gemara now says the following. So if that's true, we're back to our original question. And that is, mapish b'meis minayin. Mapes b'meis minayim. So how do you know that if a mat is an olam es, it has a tumah shiva? You can't go ahead and derive from a kavachomer of zav, because that would be limited by the cap of dayo. So we're back to our original starting point. Mapes b'meis minayim. Mapes b'meis minayim. Oh, you know, the Gemara says the following, that there is a gzerisha. There's a gzerisha. Wow. You know what? The Torah tells us beged va'or when it comes to sheretz. The Torah uses the same terminology of beged va'or when it comes to meis. Oh, so you know what that tells us? That just like a sheretz of the mapitz is tamei, the same thing is true when it comes to the case of the mace is left. The mace is left. Okay. So you have a gzera shava. You have a gzera shava to tell us that, you know what? The Muppet says the Tumah Sheretz. The Muppet says the Tumah Sheretz. Okay. So the Prima Gadim tells you, now take a look at the Mersha. Take a look at the Mersha. So the fact that a Muppet is susceptible to a limited amount of Tumah, that I know, that's based on the gzera shava. That's based on the gzera of Sheretz. Just like a shoe when it comes to Tumah Sheretz, or that shoe when it comes to Tumah Muppet as well. Okay, good. Oh. So I already know, based on the gzera shava, that you know what, that this Muppets, this mat of reeds, is susceptible to a tumor of one day. Guess what? Now that I know that that's true based on Exereshava, now I can apply the original Kal Vachomer of the Gemara to tell me that there's a tumashit. Once I know based on Exereshava that there is a tumas erev, now I can argue, you know what? I'll apply now the Kal Vachomer that there should be a Tumah Shiva. Wow. Because Pachim, Tameh Mertorah Bezav, Tameh Bemeis, Amapis Lushim, Tameh Bezav, certainly is Tameh Bemeis. Oh, Dayo, you're deriving it from Zav, it should be a Tumah Zeret. No, I know based on the Gzerah Shav of Sheretz that already it has Amapis, a Tumah Zeret. If I'm going to apply the principle of Dayo, you know what, it's telling me the same thing that I would derive based on the Gzerah Shav. Oh, so that's the Ha'ara of the Marsha. If you can establish something is true based on the Gzeres Shava, now you can use the Kal Vachomer to go a step further. Not only a one-day Tumah, a seven-day Tumah, because if you apply the principle of Dayo, you don't need the Kal Vachomer. That's called Mifra Kal Vachomer, because I could derive that from a Gzeres Shava. Okay, I want you to take a look at that Gemara. It's somewhat technical, no? But that's pretty stunning. That means that Gemara is saying that if you can derive something from a Gzeres Shava, you have a right to apply a Kal Vachomer to go the next step, not only one day of Tumah, 7 days of Tumah, because I already know one day of Tumah based on a Gzeres Shava, and to apply the cap of Dayo, that would render the Kal Vachomer useless. So that is the case that you find in Shas, that's pretty stunning, where the Gemara seemingly applies the concept of Dayo to that which you could have learned from a Gzeres Shava. That's the Chiddush the Prima Gadim writes. You know what? That whole Shak Levitaria, that is all assuming that, you know what, that a Gzeres Shava is considered to be Mefurish V'kra. And if a Gzeres Shava is Mefurish V'kra, to limit the Kal Vachomer, which is taught by Gzeres Shava, that is called Mifrach Kal Vachomer. Wow, so I want you to go over that. No? But that's a simple nafkamina. No, of Dayan. So nafkamina, Prophet of Rishon Tzibur. Nafkamina. Here, when it comes to Dram Shibitzav, Yatar Shom Balpeh, and Af Kamina comes to the principle of Dayan. Okay, I'll tell you a more basic Nafkamina. Halacha Moshe Nisim. Is there an onus of Malkus for Halacha Moshe Nisim? The Gemara says, Halacha Moshe Nisim, that you know what? That this is considered to be awesome. So, the starting point is that if something is halacha moshe, how can you get malchus? Malchus is only where the Torah says, right, one is not allowed to do so. And as we learn, the Torah has to say, lo, yishomer, pen, or al. There has to be a law which is mufurish b'kum. So that really is possible. How is it that one can go ahead and receive an onesh of Malkus for Halacha Moshe Misinai? So, for example, there's cases of Halacha Moshe Misinai where there is no onesh. No? That's what the Rambam writes in Pirkei Avos Machalos Asuros, that Orlas Chutzlaretz, Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches, is Halacha Moshe Misinai. And if it's Halacha Moshe Misinai, you know what that means? Ain't Lokin. There's no Malkus on Orlas Chutzlaretz. Eretz Yisrael? Of course. But Orlas Chutz Laretz, there is no Malkus. And the Rambam even writes a stunning Chiddush. You know what the Halacha Moshe Misinai is? That there's Orlas Chutz Laretz, but there's no Revai. Wow. And the Rambam quotes, not only disagree and says, no, that's not true whatsoever. There's Orla and Revai in Chutz Laretz, and there's Malkus in Orlas Chutz Laretz as well. So Reb Chaim writes the fascinating idea, and this is like already a shas again. Reb Chaim writes that you see there are two different types of halacha moshe misina. One is, Reb Chaim doesn't use these terms exactly, but I would say the following. There is halacha which is mefareshes, and there is halacha which is mechadeshes. Mechadeshes means very simply, halacha moshe misina tells us a new din, hilchasa, but that is not rooted in a parsha and chumash. You have halacha moshe misina, that's clear. Sometimes you can have halacha moshe misina which is embedded in the Pesukei HaTorah. It's a pirush of the Pesukei HaTorah. For example, when it comes to the parsha of Orla, the Torah says, Ti Savo El Ha'aretz. You know what that means, Pal Shav Shah? That the parsha of the Torah is addressing Orla and Eretz Yisrael. When I say Arla applies in Chutzar, so Halacha Moshe Misinai, that is its own island, that's detached, that is not expansion of that which is Mefurish Bakra. So just because the Pasuk says there's Arla, and there's Ravai, and there's Malkus, that does not mean it's true when it comes to Arla's Chutzlaris. Or maybe one could argue differently. You know what? The Pasuk says Kis of all Arets. You know why I would have interpreted that Pasuk? Arla only applies in Eretz Yisrael. But I'll tell you another Pasuk. Kismos does not tell you where, it tells you when. When do the Dini Arla kick in? You know what the answer is? When Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. Kisaval Aretz. Once we entered Eretz Yisrael, whoa, the Lach is universal. The Gemara says Arvus only begins when Bnei Yisrael crossed the Yarden. Arvus is limited to Eretz Yisrael. It's a Lach that applies Ben Beretz Yisrael, Ben Mechutz Laretz. But it only began when we had a homeland. No? There are such Dinim that it could be universal, but it's triggered when we enter Eretz Yisrael. If you're going to argue that the Parsha of Arla really addresses Chutz Laretz also, Kiyas of Arla is just telling you when the Chiyu begins, not where it applies. You know what I would tell you? That's Halacha Moshe Misina, which is Mefareshes. It explains the Pshuto Shemikra of the Parsha. Of the Parsha. What's the Nafgamina, whether it's Mefareshes or Mechadeshes? You know what the Nafgamina is? Well, number one is Ravai. Can I say, if Orla, then Ravai? You know what the answer is? If you say that the Parsha is referring to Orla throughout the world, the Parsha also tells you about Ravai. If it's an independent Halacha Moshe Misina, how do you know that that's true? You can't bring a Raya from Orla Eretz Yisrael. And if Malkus requires that which is Mefurish Bikra, that would depend on the nature of. And here I'll tell you, and this is fascinating, whenever you learn any sugi that mentions Halacha Moshe Misina, you have to ask yourself, what type of Halacha Moshe Misina is this? Is this Mechadeshes? Is this Mefareshes? That's something which is stunning. Which is stunning. Some places are obvious. Some places are huge, huge. Machlokas Rishonim. Some places, Mamash Stiris and Rambam. That every time you have a case of Halacha Moshe Misina. Well, because if something is detached, it's just Torah Shabbat Peh, you cannot generate a Chiyuv Amalkas. So now I'll tell you, like an incredible Ram. The Ran is in Shabbos, Daf Mamad Aleph, Amad Beis, and Dapi Harif. The Ran says something magnificent, and that's this. You know what? The Mishnah in Shabbos, Nafayim Gimel, lists Davos Malachos. Davos Malachos. And when it comes to Hotzah, how exactly is that described in Mishnah? Hamotzi Meshus Lushus. Hamotzi Meshus Lushus. Oh, you know what? Let's assume the following. That includes Hotzah. Let's say the Rambam Shita. Hachnasa is also an av. Oh, that's good, because Hachnasa is also Motzi Rishus to Rishus. One Rishus to another, either in this direction, that direction. Okay, so you know what? The Rambam is an example. Hotsa is an Hachnasa is an av. Even if you hold Hachnasa is not an av, okay, it's a Tolva. Tosas Rishita. And there's a Pasuk, Shabbos Tavayin. Yesterday's Kriya Satorah, Achas Mehena. That your Chayfer told us as well. Okay. You know what the difficulty is? What would you say about Maver Daramas for Shusarami? What would you say about that? Maver Daramas for Shusarami. How do you know that? There are psukim that tell us, Hutzah. There's Mishkan that even includes Hafnasa. Shabbos Tafemtes. Heim Helus HaKrashim Yikartal Agala. They took the Krashim that were in the Midbar, and they place them in the wagons. You know what that's called? Hachnasa. Hachnasa also is found in the Mishkan. In Helasokrash, Mekarsh Galgala. What about Mavar Daramas for Shusarabi? So you know what the Gemara writes? Shabbos Tav Tzarevav Mabeis.
That's the halacha Moshe Nisim. That's halacha Moshe Nisim. There can be a pasuk for hotzah, okay, but mamnos v'shusarabim, that's halacha Moshe Nisim. That's halacha Moshe Nisim. Let me ask you the following question. So what's the onesh? What's the onesh? We know when it comes to malchus, for example. No? It has to be a lav which is mefurish v'kra. The Torah has to say, lo, yishamar pener al. Mamnos v'shusarabim is halacha Moshe Nisinai. So is it really true to say there's no malchus? I know it's not. Let's assume, for example, a person carries on yantif. Carries on yantif. You don't ask him. Days it up your days. Carrying on yantif is okay if it's ofel nefesh. And carrying on yantif, beisil, can be covered by mitov. Can be covered by mitov. But you know what? If you're going to go ahead and carry, literally, shalom, cloud, I'm going to carry today for tomorrow. That's going to be forbidden. Minat Torah. Yesh Erev Hotzah Liyantit. It's not that there's no Isra Hotzah Liyantit. There's an Isra Hotzah, but under many circumstances it's Mutter. Under other circumstances it's Asen. So if a person is going to be Mavrid Amos B'Shusar Abman Yantit in such a case, he's going to be Chayiv. And on Shabbos you're going to be Chayiv Karis and Skila for that. How is that possible? How is it possible that this Halacha Moshe Nisinah, Shabbos Tavtzari Vavman B'Ez, and you don't have such an onish when it comes to Hilchasah? And that's not true when it comes to Mardas Rosh Hashanah. That's a fascinating kasha. No? That's the run. That's the run. So the run writes the following. What exactly is the halacha Moshe Nisinah of Mardas Rosh Hashanah? So the run writes something magnificent. No? The malacha is Motzi Mershus Mershus. But when I think about Motzi Mershus Mershus, you know what I would say? I would say that's good from Rosh Hasharabim to Rosh Hasayachid, Rosh Hasayachid to Rosh Hasharabim. What about within Rosh Hasharabim? Can you really call that Motzim Rosh Hasharabim? So that's the Chiddush that the Ran writes. Absolutely yes. Absolutely yes. You know what the Halacha Moshe Nisinai is? That we don't view the Rosh Hasharabim as one long stretch. We don't view the Rosh Hasharabim as one endless rishus. It goes on for miles and miles and miles and miles, but you know what? There seems. You know what the seams are? Dalet Amos. This Dalet Amos and that Dalet Amos, Rishus Arabim, is called a different rishus. A different rishus. For example, Chazal Midrabanan said that there's a Kenyan Dalet Amos. If something which is in close proximity within Dalet Amos, that's called rishusim. That's called Rishusim. In other words, I occupy not only literally where I stand, but I occupy the perimeter of Dalet Amos. That's the perimeter of my Rishus. Wow, that's something which is stunning. And therefore, if a person will carry something from here to there, within Rishus Arabim, that's called Motzim Rishus Rishus. Wow. That's called Hotzah. That's called Hotzah. And then the Ran adds a stunning line, but take a look. Lamed Aleph and Beis and Daf Yerif. Umishmachim. And that's why you can get an onish. For Mavras Rishus Arabim. Hovel v'nismecha l'tor shebitzav. That's the lashon of the Ran. Because, mamish, this is mafurish. This isn't detached halacha Moshe Nisinai. This is halacha which is mefereshes. How are you magdir Rishus l'rishus? And motzim Rishus l'rishus is mafurish b'krav. How do you define that? As Hotzah, that's obvious to me. Hachnasa, ooh, Machlokesa, the Ram Tosus, Avor Toda. Motzim Rishus L'Rishus can also include Maradah Rishus Arabim. That's something which is stunning. That's something which is stunning, no? In other words, that Hilchasa would be pure Torah Shabbat, that would not meet the requirements of allowing for Nonesh. But not if it's mefareshes. Not if it's mefareshes. And that really is the Kiddush. That's a fascinating deal. That how, when you remember Masechta Shabbos, the beginning, what is the relationship between Hotzah and Havana? Hotzah and Maradonis Rishus Arab. Are they really the same? The Kiddush is just Maradonis is called Rishus Rishus, or are they different Hagdaros? Different Hagdaros entirely. Different, I'll tell you like a stunning Rashi, Sukkah Daf Mem Gimel. You know, we just discussed not so long ago. No, the Gzera Derabba. If you do certain mitzvahs on Shabbos, there's a fear you may come to care. And therefore, you know what? Don't be notu lulav on Shabbos. Don't blow shofar on Shabbos. What are we afraid of? So let me say the following scenario. I pick up my dalet minim in my house. You know, it doesn't look right. So you know, shemiyeh chesachachem. So I'm going to take it to a chacham to inspect it to say it's kosher, it's not kosher. Now that's a real problem. If it's Shabbos, you're going to violate an isser. What is you going to violate? Simply, you're going to violate isser potzah, no? Potzah. I pick up my dalet minim in my house. Where do I keep my dalet minim? In the street. I pick up my dalet minim in the house. And all of a sudden, I realize, you know, there's something not clear here. I have to go to a chacham baki. The moment I leave my house, I'm chayiv for hotzah. Rishus yachid, rishus rabin. No? When Rabbah formulated the gzeira, why did Rabbah say, Shema yad ren donos rishus rabin? What do you mean donos rishus rabin? No? Shema yotzi. What do you have to say? You know what? The guy's going to take it outside and he's going to walk dalet amos. What do you have to come out to walking down Hamas for? No, the moment you cross the threshold, that's Nisra, there's Nisra Botsa. Isn't that something which is obvious? That's Rashi's Kasha. In Sukkah Daf Mem Gimel. And Rashi says something which is so stunning, it's like unbelievable. Rashi says the following. Wait a second. When you picked it up, you weren't picking it up the Shem Hotsa. You didn't do the Akira the Shem Hotsa. You picked it up in order to be Yotze, but all of a sudden you realize there's a question. After the Akira, you decided to carry it out. Oh, so Rashi writes, you're not going to be chayiv for Hotsa. Because in order to be chayiv for Hotsa, you need the Akira and you need the Hanachal Hashem Hotsa. If you picked it up with a mindset that you're not going to transport it, and Nimlach, you decided to transport it, you're not going to be chayiv at all. Okay. So how does that answer the question exactly? If the Kiri Shana was not done, the Shem Hotzer, not going to be Chayiv at all. And therefore, let's finish the sentence. And that's why Rabbi had to come on to Shemay Rada. And if you pick up something, Shulda Shem Hotzer, and you carry it out with Rosh Rabim, you are Chayiv. Yeah, so that's what the Miri writes. And Sukkandaf, Membeiz, Mabeiz, according to Rashi, Tosus writes that Kasha. I understand Rashi's concern. But if you're not going to be Chayiv for Hotzer, you can be Chayiv for Madam Rosh Rabim either. Whoa, so the Mary writes, no, Rashi's Shita is really incredible. And that is the definition of Hotsan Achnasa is the Akira Nahanacha. The Akira Nahanacha has to be the Shem Hotsan. Mahmoud Rosh is a completely different Malach entirely, where the Malach is not defined by the Akira and the Hotsan, but rather it's defined by the distance travel. The fact that the Chetetz went from here to there. It went from there's no requirement in Mavrad Rosh Hashanah that the Akira Rishon has to be the shame. That's something which is done. No? There's a different definition of Akira and Hotzah when it comes to Hotzah and Afnas as opposed to Mavrad Amos. You know what I would tell you? That Rashi is not going to agree with this Ran. This Ran is telling you this incredible Chiddush that there really is no difference between the malach of Hotsan Achnas as opposed to Marvad Amos. The Chiddush is that Daramas is called Mishus L'Rishus. So whatever you have to do to be Chayiv for Motz Mishus L'Rishus, you have to be Chayiv for Daramas. And I'm telling you, these are worlds apart. And I'm telling you that the role of the Akira is so different. If you do an Akira Shalom L'Shem Hotsan, that's not called Malachas Machsheves. But if you do an Akira Shalom L'Shem Marvad Amos, it is called Malachas Machsheves. You know what I'm telling you? That's not a technical difference. That's a completely different halacha. So the Prima Gadim focus on this issue, you know, this should be rooted in our machlokes. Assuming, for example, that Rov Torah is considered to be like Rav Yochanan, Torah Shebal Peh. That would mean when it comes to halacha Moshe Nisiyeh, of course, the Muskal Rishon is, there's no Malkus. And the only way you could possibly envision a case of Malkus is if you bring it very, very close to home and say, this is Pshat and Pasuk. I need the halacha Moshe to tell you that that's true. Tefillin is Mafur Shvakra, no? But if you didn't have our Mesorah of Tefillin, there's no way in the world you would take the Pasuk and come up with the Tefillin that we have, no? How do you know Tefillin is square and Tefillin is not round? The Rambam, how do you know an Esrog is an Esrog? Of course, there's a Pasuk in Chumash. But you know what? Obviously, there was a Mesorah of Halacha Moshe. That's not called Halacha Moshe Mesina. That's called something which is Mafur Shvakra. David Minim is Mafur Shvakra. Till is mafurish b'kra, even though you require the halacha Moshe Mishnah to tell you it's an esrog as opposed to another fruit. And the Rambam writes, even all those gemaras that you have in Sukkah, how do you know an esrog is an esrog? And it gives you remazim from the pasuk. You know what the Rambam writes? Those are remazim, just to confirm our halacha Moshe Mishnah. The halacha Moshe Mishnah is already alluded to in Chumash, but you know what? The Rambam writes, there's no day in the history of the world that ever said an esrog is anything but an esrog. No, because that's ilchasa. That's ilchasa. You would imagine one made of 20 days, what an esrog should be. Never, 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 never. There's no day that tefillin should be round. No, all of that is halacha Moshe Mishnah. Yeah, but it's a pirush hakra. This is what the pasuk means by totafos and the like. No, that's furish hakra. What about halacha Moshe Mishnah? The Ram tells you the chiddush that that's going to be Torah shebal peh, and you're not going to be able to receive an onus of malchus. And if you have an exceptional case where there is an onesh malchus, you know what? You have to ground it. You have to ground it. You have to say, ah, this is pshat in the pasuk, and that's what the Ran does. Wow, when it comes to the case of Banu Shusarabim. That's what the Gaonim do when it comes to Arlas Chutz Laretz. And the Rambam disagrees. We discussed that long ago. Another Rambam, no? A Gemara in Sanhedrin of Chaf Beis, a Kohen Arl Sha'avad, a Kohen doesn't have a bris milah, the Gemara says, Halach Moshe Mishnah. Rashi writes, later in the Masechta, Pei Dalet, in a loke. The Rambam writes in Perek Levi Samikdash, loke, loke. How loke? That's that Kiddush of the Rambam, because if you don't have a bris, you don't have a Kedushas Kohen, Lavoda. And the Rambam writes, Dino Kizar. You know what that Kiddush is? It's Halacha Moshe Mishnah, which is Mifereshes. And in order to go ahead and to receive an Onish of Malkus, it has to be that which is Mefurish B'kra. It could be Mefurish B'kra Al Yedei Hilchasa. Esrog is Mefurish B'kra. Tfilin is Mefurish B'kra. It's the same thing when it comes to these cases that you get Malkus. Wow. So that's the fourth Nafkamina of the Prima Gadim. The ability to go ahead and to receive an Onish of Malkus based on a drasha. That's only true if you're going to argue, you know what, this is Pshat and Pasuk. But if this is something that is detached, then there isn't going to be an Onish of Malkus. Wow. The Prima Gadim goes to the next Nafkamina, his fifth, and he quotes a Ramban in Shorash Sheni of Sefer Mitzvos, where the Ramban writes, this is very questionable, but the Ramban writes, according to the Rambam Shita, the Rambam writes, Shorash Rishon, do not count Dinin Drabanan in Taryag Mitzvos. That's Shorash Rishon. Okay. Shorash Sheni, do not count Yud Gimel Midos in Sefer Mitzvos. Taryag Mitzvos means what is found in Torah Shebichsav. And therefore the Rambam writes that, you know, if something is Yud Gimel Midos, that doesn't have a place. That does not, the Rambam does not write this exactly, but the Ramban writes, Bidasa Rambam, that a suffix of Yud Gimel Midos should be Lakul. That's what the Ramban writes according to the Rambam. The Sveika Darais Lechumah should only be true of Torah Shebichsav. If this is what the Torah says, black and white, a suffix is lachumra. And if something is like halacha Moshe Mishnah, suffix is considered to be lachumra. The Ram does not write that. The Ram just writes that it doesn't have a place in Taryag Mitzvos. In Taryag Mitzvos, the Ramban writes the nafkamina of suffix. That's a stunning chiddush. That if something is considered to be the chinah of Torah Shebichsav, I'll say a suffix is considered to be lachumra. If something is Torah Shebapeh, then that would not be the case. Cool. And we mentioned the Shir Klali, right? The sixth Nafkamina of the Prima Gadim. That's the Tosus and Shuas and the Chav Gimel and Beis. There's the Tosus says the following. We know Chatzi Shir is Asimenata. Chatzi Shir is Asimenata. He passed like Rabbi Yochanan, the Sugya, and Yumadaf Aydal and Marale. But it's not Mefurish for Krav. One reason a Chatzi Shir is Asr is because of a Svara, Chazi Zarufe. Another possibility is, it's based on a Pasuk of Kol Chelid, a drasha. Kol meaning any amount of Chelid that you eat is considered to be Asr. Tosus calls Chatzi Shir an Isser Ba'alma. An Isser Ba'alma. Even though Chatzi Shir is Darais. Even though Chatzi Shir is Darais. L'may Naf Gemina, that's Sugya. Shuas and Daf Chav Gimel, that even though Chatzi Shir is Asim in HaTorah, it is not called Mushpa Ve'omid Me'ar Sinai.
And therefore, a shvuah is chal on a chatzi shir. If I make a shvuah that I will not eat a kazayis of nevela, that's called nishko kaimis ha-mitzvah. And maybe that's not chal. Maybe it is chal, but the onish is not the same. The very end of Parshas Vayikra. If I make a shvuah, I will eat a kazayis of nevela. Whoa, that certainly is not chal. That's a shvuah shav. Nishko levatla ha-mitzvah. What happens if a person makes a shvuah on a chatzi shir? Chatzi shir. The Rambam writes of the shvuah is hezayin, that a shvuah is chal on a chatzi shir. Whether the shvuah is l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, or whether it's levatel es ha-mitzvah. L'kayim es ha-mitzvah means I won't eat a chatzi shir neveva. Levatel es ha-mitzvah, I will eat a chatzi shir neveva. The Rambam writes the shvuah is chal. It's forbidden min ha-Torah. Yeah, but it's not mushba v'yomed. Mushba v'yomed is that which is mefurish v'kra. And even if Chatzi Shir is also, but it's based on a riboy, or based on a svara, Tosus calls that an Isser Ba'alma, and in such a case, that's not called Mushba Vemer Sinahu. Oh, the Prima Gadam writes, he thinks that should be part of the Snafkamina. If you have something which is based on Midos, which Midos are considered Timafurish Bakra? Which Midos are not considered Timafurish Bakra? Wow. And you know what? That a nafkamina, whether that's shvu and bichal, both l'kayim and levatel. And the model is chatzi shir, which is a drasha, where it seems from the Gemara Shvu Asaf Chachimu that according to Rabbi Yochanan, chatzi shir is asim in a Torah, but a shvu bichal and a chatzi shir. That's the psak of the Rambam. That's Yeshir Yisrael, that's that Rambam. Hey Zion, you know for sure. That's the sixth Nafkamina of the Prima Gadim. And then the Prima Gadim writes, later on he thinks there's a seventh Nafkamina. Now that's in Chelek Aleph, the Psicha Kalelis, and Simen Tezayin. There, the Prima Gadim raises the following. We know that there's a concept of Arvus, of Kol Yisrael Erev Zebazeh. And we know, that allows for Yatzamotzi. That allows for Yatzamotzi. Even though I was already Yotzi Mitzvah, I could be Motzi. And that applies to Dinim Daraisa. That applies to Dinim Daraisa. That there's Arvus in Yatzamotzi. And the Primanga then raises his issue that this whole concept of Arvus is that dafka on Torah Shabbat, or does it even apply to Torah Shabbat? Well, that he writes should be an afkamina, because he's bothered by the Mechaber, here, Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, Sif Yutes, where the Mechaber writes the following, that you know what? All of us are sitting down to eat. I cannot be motziu in a Birchas Hanenin unless I will partake as well. We're sitting down for Shabbos Suvah. I make the bracha b'motzi, you can be otzi. The med ramurim, that I am going to eat pas. If not, then not. If not, then not. Otherwise, I cannot do so. Even in Shabbos, where there is a mitzvah sachila, and that demands that you have to have pas, you have to have pas, you're going to be chozer, if you forget ritzei, well, but nonetheless, for that bracha, we allow for Shomea Ka'ona, we don't allow for Yatzah Motzah. But let's say the mitzvah of Matzah, we allow even for Yatzah Motzah. I can recite the bracha of Alachilas Matzah for you. Just like I can read the Megillah for you. So that's like a fascinating issue. When do you argue there is Arvus? When indeed do you not argue? So take a look. That's the Prima Gadim, Sficha Kalalas, is last Nafkamina. Right, and that is, there is a difference. Achilas Matzah is a mitzvah daraisa, which is Mufurish Bakra. Oneg Shabbos certainly is not. One could explain it in different ways, but the Prima Gadim writes, he thinks, Ad Kedekach, and he quotes the Marma Komos, that maybe Arvus was on the mitzvah Satar that Mufurish Bakra, and not beyond. Well, and therefore, Shemeach on the work, but not the case of Yatzamot Si, that's a suggestion in the Psicha Kalamas. Those are the seven Nafkaminas of the Binagadim. Now couple it with the Shir Klali, right? We had all of the Nafkaminas based on our thesis. Okay, Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we'll do 70%.